give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Before you take your seat, and as we prepare ourselves just to receive a little sharing of the Word of God that will position us accurately to really do spiritual business tonight, I would like you to take the hand of somebody. Now, what we are going to do tonight is an agreement. Agreement in the spirit. You pray for that person that you are holding. Now, your emphasis is going to be the family represented by that person. You are going to pray and ask God that salvation will envelop that family. If there's anybody in that family that is still not decided about Jesus. Amen. That salvation will make an appearance in that family. Let stubborn yokes that have hindered salvation be broken tonight. Can you cry? Can you begin to pray? Can you begin to pray? Can you begin to pray right now? Suddenly, impossible cases, terrible cases, people that have resisted God, people that have sustained a philosophy that is against God, will come to a point of enlightenment. Manto seta bada hata baya. Enko basamena kampres kapatan sabala babori. Sahento mina kampres kaparanda babola bakaskata. Sahenta braskaton baranta baboli makaskata priyara babala makando. The people will be turned over to the Lord. Strange things will begin to happen. Hand of God will be stretched. People will be yanked from the very belly of hell. Things will begin to happen. Curses will be broken. Things that have powered the curse of darkness among these people will break. Liberty and salvation will be administered. To cry, cry, cry now. Call upon the Lord right now. Sahen tomina kase maila halaba. Sahen tomina sekla enta sekla baranaske balum. Samontala haska tombri vasamala. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. We are going to continue that in the next 20 minutes. I'd like you to pick your Bible and turn to the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. Let us see the power of the things that we are speaking about. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. I want to advise or recommend that in your daily Bible study you will consider stumbling upon the book of Acts of the Apostles afresh. When you look upon that book, you can see the secret of the apostles. You know, yesterday we were able to establish a threefold apostolic practice. A threefold apostolic practice that we were able to identify. Amen. All right. So many things were spoken about in the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 2. But by the time we come to Acts 2, from verse 42, we see the vivid picture, the clear portrait of the way the apostles function. And we are going to draw our reference and inspiration from that point as we engage in very intense prayers tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Acts chapter 2, verse 42, if you have your Bible, I'd like us to turn. Amen. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and prayers. There was a fourfold agenda. There were four pillars upon which the lifestyle of the apostolic people were established. They had doctrine, teachings. And you know, the Bible calls it the apostles' doctrine. It did not originate with them. It originated from God. And then God passed it on to his son, Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said that my doctrine is not mine. It's my Father's. And the doctrine that Jesus taught was a doctrine of an eternal king who is in the epicenter of the heavens and seeks to bring his government into every realm and every sphere. Hallelujah. The gospel of the kingdom was that which Jesus preached. And Jesus handed the same gospel to the apostles, and that is what we refer to today as the apostles' doctrine. Hallelujah. So they spoke about the kingship of God. They spoke about the dominion of God. Now, you cannot understand prayer outside of an understanding of God's government. In fact, by the time we come deeply into prayer, you come to discover that first of all, prayer is null and void except it is done within the context of the will of God. Just because I desire a Benz Jeep, for instance, doesn't make it the will of God for me at this time. Hallelujah. Just because I desire to, maybe I would prefer to stay in the United States of America at this time instead of being in Nigeria, doesn't make it something that God will put up resources in order to achieve. God will only achieve his will. The power of God, the grace of God, the anointing of God goes in the direction of the will of God. And so a man that wants to develop a life of prayer must give his time studying the will of God so that he can understand the way God thinks. Prayer accomplishes the purposes of God. Second factor that we need to know about prayer is when a man begins to go into prayer, sometimes you are praying about something and there are several spiritual things that are affecting that thing you are praying about. Now, let me come home. Let's say I'm praying for somebody's salvation now. But unknown to me, before that person was born, the person was dedicated to something of darkness. Alright? And I'm asking God for his salvation. I'm praying that God will open the gates of illumination to his heart so that Christ will be revealed to him and the darkness in his heart will be diffused by the excellency or the brilliance of the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. As I'm advancing that prayer, the other forces of darkness that have been placed around the life of that individual too will be contending and be presenting their cases and arguing before God that they are the ones that have the legal right and access to his soul. Are you with me? Hallelujah. It happens to be that in the spirit realm there has to be some form of equilibrium. An equilibrium achieved before a different direction can be orchestrated. And so God might request that you that is advanced in prayer, he gives you more insight about the terrain that you are actually dealing with. Amen? Gives you more insight. He said if you continue praying like this, your prayer point will not find an answer. But you have to add more spices to your prayer. Just like before you cook your stew, you add some spices like Maggi, you add all of that in order to make it tasty. In the spiritual world, you also add spices, especially when you are praying, there are several times that you need to add something to make your prayer effective. Amen. How did I get that? Let's go to Revelation chapter 8. When he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of an hour. I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with what? You are not with me. Now, are you with your Bible this evening? Now, this is what has happened. God, the time that God will begin to mete out judgment has come. And so the angels of judgment, the angels that will proclaim judgment before the angels that will execute the judgment will go to work, are already aligned. You see, in the spirit realm, before something takes effect, it must be proclaimed. The balances and the claims of divine justice must be satisfied in order for the proclamation of a spiritual thing to be made in the spirit realm. And so the angels to proclaim judgment in all its forms and all its fashions were already lined up. There was an angel that was, the Bible described, when he appeared, he stood by the altar. Yes, it's time for judgment. The iniquity of God in his righteous nature is compelled to bring judgment to the earth. There is an angel. That angel understands how the terrain and the topography of the spirit realm is. And he wants to influence the outcome of that judgment that has been set. Are you with me? Alright? In order for him to influence the outcome of the judgment, there are two tools that he requires. First of all, he needs incense. Incense speaks about the prayers of the saints. When you pray, it's not the utterances from your lips that ascends to heaven. God does not receive your prayers as utterances made on the platform and plane of human language. Prayers ascend to heaven in form of perfumes, estas, in form of incense. I know you know all of this. Okay, let's establish a background for that. Revelation chapter 5. God is not a man. Only men speak human language. Hallelujah. God is spirit. There's a way the realm of the spirit is structured. That realm is more real than this realm. In order for you to create a physical change, you must understand how to create the effect of that change, first of all, in the spirit realm. See, when God visited with Sarah, said, all right, your barren womb will be open. Okay? You'll give birth to a son. But he added something. He said, you'll give birth to a son according to the time of life. He did not just say, I have delivered now. Because there are laws he obeyed. And even God himself will not violate it. The spiritual reality of every event that takes place must be formed in the spirit realm first. When it is formed in the spirit realm, the natural realm is instructed to provide accommodation for the expression of that which has become real in the spirit. When the natural realm is instructed to provide accommodation for that which has become real in the realm of the spirit, the natural realm factors that expression into a season, into a time, and then it takes it. Meanwhile, that thing had already been real in the spirit realm all the while, but it's looking for a season for it to find expression. Are you with me now? Now, so you must know how spiritual changes are effected from the spirit realm. Many times, we are ignorant of how that realm is, how the terrain is, and how the topography is. Now, if you are ignorant of how the topography is, you will be handicapped when some strategic times come for the translation of the things that your faith has produced in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Please help me preach to your neighbor right now. Tell them that the spirit realm is more real than the natural. Now, so, an angel stands by the altar side. Well, let's also establish first that prayers do not ascend to heaven in form of utterances, but it ascends to heaven in form of incense. Your heart emits a perfume. See, God knows that you are the one praying, not because your voice, because of the perfume that comes from your heart. Hallelujah. Noah was the first priest. He was the one that set the coordinate. He was the one that first made the communication from earth, as recorded in scripture, that went to heaven. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 4 verse 25, the Bible says, in that time, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. But that responded. There's no proof. But in the book of Genesis, when we come to the situation of Noah in Genesis chapter 8, we see the first time that somebody creates a spiritual process from the earth realm. And then God responds in heaven. So we have assurance of the fact that if you follow and if you initiate a spiritual adventure using the principles that Noah used, you will have a hearing in heaven, you have a response. Are you with me? And when Noah communicated to the heavens, what he communicated went to heaven in form of a smell. You get it? He offered a sacrifice. And the Bible says, and God smelled the sacrifice. Now, I want to believe that what God smelled was not what we will smell if there's a physical sacrifice here. You know, if they are slaughtering goat and they are roasting goat, you will know. Without seeing the goat that has been roasted, you will identify it by what? Smell. And me, I even like the smell of that goat more than the goat meat itself. So if it has been long since there has been a smell, I create one. I just say, man, let's look for a goat. It's been long we had a smell. You know, I'm like God. He likes smelling things. And so that's how it is. That's how the realm is structured. Every man's heart has an incense, has a smell. You see, it happens to be that if that man happens to be a righteous man, the smell that will come from his heart will be a sweet smell. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, the Bible makes us understand that in the very sanctum where God finds his abode, that in that sanctum there are various vials, containers, and each container is filled up with incense, and those incense are actually the prayers of the saints that are coming from the earth. So many people like Noah have multiplied upon the face of the earth, and they know how to send incense to heaven. Are you with me now? So when you utter prayers here, it's not your tears. The way you stretch your voice and cry, that's not how God receives it. It ascends to heaven in form of incense, and God smells it. That is what a memorial is. A memorial is when that spiritual activity and an adventure that you have embarked upon creates a corresponding spiritual effect that has ascended into the presence of God, and it is sustained there, that God cannot deny that somebody is making an effort to reach him. That's a memorial. Are you with me now? The Bible speaks about the angel altar. It's as if that angel has the capacity to influence the hand of God. But he needs two tools in order to do his work effectively. First of all, he needs prayers, which the Bible calls incense in the book of Revelation chapter 8. Are you there now? And the prayers is our own contribution from the earth realm. Those prayers are not prayers made in heaven. Those prayers need to come from where? Now, so when the incense comes and the volume of the incense is sufficient to make an impression in the spirit realm and to furnish an effective vocabulary, pressing some charges from the face of the earth. Alright? That angel picks the incense up. But you see, he needs to mix it with something else to make it more effective. Just like tomato, when you fry tomato, it's almost tasteless to me, I don't know. But by the time you put some some seasoning, a little salt. You add some what? It seems it's been a long time since you cooked. You add, by the time you test it, you think it's a tomato that is tasty. No, the tomato is almost tasteless. Alright? We went somewhere and they were frying chicken and it was so attractive from afar. But I never knew that in that country, the way they fry their own chicken is different from us. They don't put anything, no, nothing. I thought chicken is naturally sweet until it was looking robust and wonderful. But when I now taste, I gave it a big bite because I was hungry. And it was tasteless. In order to make the incense you are supplying effective, he has to mix it with some spices. Hallelujah. Just like you will mix Maggi. Please help me tell your neighbor that the spices that your incense requires, the name of it is called sacrifice. Now let me give you my own testimony on the path of spiritual progress. Anything you do, okay, if you are praying, like for me now, I'm used to fasting. Fasting is no longer sacrifice for me. Hallelujah. I have 15 to 18 years experience in fasting. So right now, fasting is not a sacrifice for me. If you say, let's fast, I'm not sacrificing anything. That's how I am. Do you understand? But fasting can still be a sacrifice for somebody. But it's not for me. No longer for me. So if I give fasting as my spice to add to my incense, it will not change the tastelessness because it is not a sacrifice to me right now. Now, but for somebody else, fasting is a sacrifice. You do without food for a few hours, your leg will begin to shake. Don't laugh, please. Amen. That sacrifice you put into it will add to the incense. It will make it effective. It will make your case. It will create a vocabulary, an argument for you. That's why when you see spiritual people, occultic people, they sacrifice a lot. Because they know that the incense they are offering must be backed up with spices. A man was telling us what he did in order for him to have Satan appear to him. It took him 11 months, 11 days. 11 months, 11 days, he did not meet with his wife. 11 months, 11 days, there were several kinds of food he did not eat. 11 months, 11 days, there were several hours that he could sleep, and he could not go beyond that. And he maintained it for 11 months, 11 days, in order for him to have a face-to-face encounter with Satan. He adds spices to the incense. Are you with me? Now, no matter the kind of person you are, you must have something that is valuable to you. Me, sleep is very valuable. Sleep. I work so much during the day. And when I want to sleep in the night, the sleep, normally I don't have too many hours to sleep. And then if I have to give off some of those hours to do anything, that thing must be very important to me. Are you with me? It's very easy for me to fast. My body is accustomed to it right now. Okay? If you say let's fast and you say let's go for 200 days, I would have to check you whether you have ever done it before, because me, I do it regularly. So, in fact, I don't know. I live a fasted life, so it's not an issue. But it might be for you. If you come to my house now and say, okay, want to pray, let's fast. I'll ask you, how long have you fasted before? Because for me, I can. It's no longer a sacrifice. But if I give sleep, that is a great sacrifice for me. Because the incense has to be mixed with spices. It must lose something in order to make a case. You must sacrifice something in order to have vocabulary in the spiritual realm. In the dark world, people go as far as killing their children. And the devil chooses, in order for them to have a vocabulary in the realm of the spirit, is the one that they have come to love so much, so that when you lose the person, it's a great sacrifice. Then you have this principle is true, it's a spiritual principle, and is exploited by both and the demonic angle. Hallelujah. Now let's talk as friends now. What is that thing you like so much? You will lose it to find God. Chief Dome, what do you like? You like sleep. That's what you have to give to gain mastery in spiritual things. Evering, what do you like? You like money. You will stay without it so that you can find God. And you stay for a long time until it loses the ability to be able to influence you. God will withhold it. When you have come to that point where it doesn't matter whether you have it or not anymore, He will give you. Because at that point, He doesn't have the capacity to influence you anymore. Now, do you realize that what is sacrificed to us is different? Do you realize that? It's easy for me to give money. My father was like that. So when I read in the scriptures, and the scripture says that we need to give, it was not a challenge for me. I saw the example in my father. So it was not so difficult for me to yield to the Holy Spirit to give. No. In fact, I don't need to be told to give. But there's something that I will not readily want to give. It's my sleep. And that's what I need to give up if I'm going to create a tank. If I'm going to produce a tank of spiritual power. Are you here with me? Whenever you see that the devil and the operation of the kingdom of darkness is thick in a place, because the Christians are unwilling to give what is precious. Hallelujah. If I say this now, you episode, I won't say it. Amen. You know, some of us, even as married people, for a long time, we'll give ourselves to prayer and not touch ourselves. Not because we chose to sacrifice something. Meanwhile, somebody wants to get married because he can't hold himself. So he needs to, let's do the wedding the night. You know, the truth of the matter is that on your journey towards being a spiritual man, because the Bible says he that striveth for the mastery, if you must gain spiritual mastery. I told you how that we were learning Taekwondo those days. In order for you to be a good Taekwondo man, you must have the ability to close up your appetites. There was a good fighter those days in Uniagri. But he was kilograms ahead of the category. He was the best young fighter. He was the best red belt category fighter in Benue State. But he ate, and he was 3 kilograms ahead of the category rating in weight. And when they looked around the state, there was no fighter better than him. So the only option left was that the coach had to tell him to fast for 3 days, dry fasting. Not because he was praying, no. You are not here. The Bible says, any man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. On your path to gaining spiritual mastery, you are going to have to master how not to talk too much. Sometimes you will need to take an oath of silence. Oath. I know if if some people don't talk, it's like an affliction, like sickness. If some people don't get to talk, they can't talk. But that's why your life will not produce too many spiritual things. You want your prayers to, you want to kneel down now and make a prayer, and in 3 days' time, they are capturing it on the news. And that is, we want that kind of power. Hallelujah. You will sacrifice something. The guy never knew that in gaining mastery in taekwondo, a day will come where he will have to what? Fast 3 days dry. Not because he wanted to touch God. What? Because he must lose weight so that he can feature in the tournament. And guess what? He lost 5 kg. So when they came for real screening, all the officials came from everywhere they came from. He passed the screening test. And he beat his opponents mercilessly. Broke some bones. Broke bones there. He that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. He's talking, he's eating, he's sleeping. Everything, you will be forced to do it moderately. So that none of those things will have the ability to influence you as to bring you to a point where that weakness holds you back when God is prompting you to move. He will bridle it, he will cut it to size, and then he will keep you on a scale where there's only one lust you have. The only lust that will be left is your affinity and your affection for the Holy Spirit. And when he prompts you, you'll be like, you'll be pliable in his hands like hand and glove. So let's start again in the interview. Stephen, what do you like? Like food? Like meat? You like food? When Matthew came and wanted to teach him the ways of dry fasting, because he had his stomach. It was all God, he had the call of God, but he had to be trained in the ways of God. He came with a mighty appetite. When they cook here and they are distributing food, he needs another ration to help stabilize the momentum of his stomach. So we saw a problem there, a problem that was a strange problem. And so he had to be taught the way of. The day he did 3 days dry fasting for the first time, he was like a man that died and was raised from the dead. See, but in order for you to become a spiritual man, you give. So when he started doing dry fasting 3 days, one time, two time, a time came when that overdeveloped appetite went back to structure. Took on a template, took on a configuration that was in line with the mastery of the spirit life. That is a spiritual journey. And that happens to a personal spiritual man. If two people that have gained spiritual mastery come together and begin to pray, they have a multiplier effect. It's mighty tank of spiritual power is created in the spiritual. We are seeing things change. Today, I would like you to hold a point, a prayer point in mind, because it will change. Now, I'm not saying you should agree with me. Alright, if it is true that we have stature before God, it will be proven today. Two people, they wanted to get wedded about 2 weeks from the time they visited me, and they came and they were crying in my house. No money to do this, no money to do that. Everybody that was supposed to help them, they have gone around, no thankable. Her name is Caroline, she's my spiritual daughter. She's in Lagos, she read pharmacy. Ahmad Bello University. So she came with the, she wanted to get married to my house in Lagos. And they were crying. And then I was provoked in the spirit. And I told them, no prayer. We are not praying today. Go back if I'm called. From now to the next 1 week, you see what will happen. That, I just said, if God has called me. In 1 hour time, the miracle started. They kept calling me, sending text message. So I use my spiritual check or stature to sign their way out of. If it's true you have spiritual weight, you can touch the weight around and create a change. You can create an effect. I believe in spiritual stature. I believe in that which Gabriel saw that introduced himself to Zechariah. He said, I am Gabriel. He didn't call Jehovah. He said, me, I am what? Gabriel. That standeth in the presence of God. Everybody that is sure that he stands in the presence of God, there is a knowledge of the spirit of sonship that comes upon his spirit that qualifies him to cry, Abba, Father, you are my Father. Because of that, let there be an effect. You hear people like Elijah say, as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, there shall not be rain neither dew, but according to the word. He didn't quote God, he quoted who? Elijah. And because I stand in the presence of God, I seal the heavens. He was a rainmaker. He could close the heavens when he wanted, and when he just felt like he can open it again. Now, when you read these things in the Bible, is it that those guys are superior to us? Or is it that it ended with them? No! They had stature because they had incense and odors. They had incense that was mixed with spices. You have to give something in order to gain the mastery. You must lose an appetite in order to gain fitness in the realm. Hallelujah. We were traveling in Ben Welling's bus. I went for a crusade. The first night I preached, no miracle. It's been long since I preached like that, and there was no supernatural thing. Only that people gave their life to Christ. Nothing supernatural happened. It's been long. So I said, maybe I've sinned. So I went that night. When they brought food, I could not eat. I started praying, and 3 a.m. in the morning, God spoke to me. Say, it's not a sin. It's not because of sin. Say, in this place that you are, there are three spirits. He even mentioned their name. I wrote it down that time, but I forgot it. He said, I should mention the name of the spirit and rebuke it. Mention the name. So I kept mentioning their names, rebuking them like that until I knew I had taken over the atmosphere. Now God began to move the second night and then the third night. So while I was in the bus, you know, riding Benuelings from the north to Benue to take more than 6 hours. So I was determined to pray and to ask God some questions. That I did not come for the crusade unprepared. I came prepared. We fasted here before I left that time. So how come I will come into a territory and demons will resist me? I cannot. So I needed explanation, because it's through those explanations that we get spiritual understanding enough to be able to teach other Christians. Alright? I said the other day that the first law of spiritual intelligence is that you must know how to ask God questions. God doesn't speak too much, but he answers too much. So if you know how to ask the right questions, you'll be able to draw from God and you receive more insight about spiritual things. Okay? So I wanted to use that time to ask questions. So I began to pray in tongues in the bus just to get my spirit prepared for the long discussion. When they began to cry for my back, that a young child just died. A young child died. So the prayer point changed. And I asked God, I said, God. And thank God, I had prayed in tongues to a point where the communication had started. If I'm high in the spirit, give me 5 minutes, I can find out anything from anything. Anything. If I'm high in spirit, 5 minutes, I can find out. 5 minutes, I can know who I'm standing with. 5 minutes, I can shake somebody and know what kind of person he is. And while I ask, I say, God, but why will somebody die? I believe that with that which I have with you, even if somebody was marked for death in this bus, because I came here, the person is supposed to be exempted. It's a miscalculation of the enemy for me to come here. That's my discussion. And then he spoke to me and interrupted me and said, she will live again. I knew I didn't need to talk again. And what was left was to raise her from the dead. And she came back from the dead. in Benue Links. Not in the night. Happened in the afternoon. She came back. What? From the dead. The fear of God, you know, anytime something supernatural takes place, the fear of God comes. Even carnal people, crooks, occultic people will contemplate that day. So the purpose of miracles is to bring people to Jesus quickly. It's a catalyst. So God does not give us the ability to work miracles just for the sake of miracles. It's so that the plan of God can be fulfilled and people can be brought to the saving knowledge of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. But you see, all of those things took place through a discussion. There was a discussion, there was a traffic, communication, and God revealed the true situation of things, the true position of things. She will live again. Hallelujah. And that was all. The second time was my father. He was sick in the hospital. He just had an operation and then they put a drip that they were not supposed to put. As they fixed that drip, his breath. That was when I knew that if somebody dies, the breath leaves through the mouth. I didn't know before. Because I saw him die. Then I knelt down and said, God, add him one more year. Then the breath came back. I saw it come back. The same way. The only problem was that I only asked for 1 year. So what would have happened if I asked for 20 years? And because I asked for 1 year, I knew it was 1 year. And exactly 1 year. And this time God didn't have to reveal it to me again because we had already settled that it's for what? So during the burial, I did not shed tears because I understand the story. No tears. And then they say, it's either I'm wicked, very wicked, or I'm very strong. I don't know if I'm any of the two anyway. But what I know is that I understand the situation that worked out this one. It's the mystery of death that made people, this one, I know how it worked. But I've decided never to ask for 1 year again. At least. Who asked for? No more 1 year. In the name of Jesus Christ. No more 1 year. We went to one day and began to pray for people. I did not know that it was a crime. It's a crime to pray for people, sick people in some hospitals. Because the people want the people sick so that they will get their money. Then we now went there. And God was happy that day. So they had to tell us, it's not allowed, sorry. I've seen God's hand move. I've seen it. And it is not a privilege that one special person is given. It's a privilege that everybody that calls upon the name of the Lord has. But you see, we need incense and we need others. Incense is a prayer, but the effectiveness of the prayer can be enhanced by sacrifice. You got that? Okay. Let's go to Acts of the Apostles where we began from. Acts of the Apostles. This is the story I'm trying to tell. The apostles came together. They were living in a hostile community. It was not accepted in those days. And these guys just came together and began to pray. Because the secret of the apostles is in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 42. They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in breaking of bread, in fellowship, and prayers. Those were the four things that they did. Breaking of bread. The word of God was shared. They had fellowship, one with another, fellowship in the presence of God, and they prayed. Now, the Bible did not tell us how long they did it. The Bible just said they continued. And that's why you must understand that you began to do night vigil today doesn't mean you see the result today. Tell your neighbor, continue. Now, if you don't have the capacity to continue, you never see the effect of the spiritual things that you are doing. Hallelujah. I prayed for my family and I prayed for 10 years before I began to see people give their life to Christ. Tell your neighbor to continue. I am a witness that there is no kind of occultic power that cannot be compromised. But if you can give it the needed investment spiritually, you are going to see a change find expression. Now, the book of Acts of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, is an indication of how your spiritual effort can begin to take physical effect. Are you with me? Now, let me tell you something. You see us praying for very many hours today. We didn't start this way. We started, it was hard. I couldn't even pray for 30 minutes. Alright? But I was determined that somehow I would pray. And we had one guy like that was crazy about prayer. And he said we should be doing night vigils. So, when I came reluctantly, then you pray in tongues for 2 hours before you now leave a prayer point. By the time we pray for 45 minutes, our throat will be dry. But because so that they will not say, we don't know how to pray, we now continue. And then after the prayer, night vigil will be sick because you were moving the flesh. But he will still come the next day and say, it's time. And we continued in the flesh like that for a while. And then gradually the Holy Spirit began to help us. Then a time came when I could stay at home and I want to do night vigil. I can do night vigil alone from 10 o'clock to 5 a.m. 10 o'clock to 5 a.m. I'm praying. Sometimes I can hold one prayer point throughout the entire night vigil. Just praying for one thing. Just praying for one thing. Just praying. Just praying like that. And, you know, yesterday night we came into the presence of God and God now told me, say, young man, you know, I don't know, my own prayer times, they are discussions. He said, young man, he said, learn of me. Hey, then I now discovered. He said, learn of me. And I now saw an error. You know, it was as if I was knowing some things in the spirit. And I as if I was good enough all by myself. You know, there are always those temptations and you veer off once and again. But if you keep communication open, God will tell you your true spiritual state. That I was now thinking that I was a master. Hallelujah. But he said what? Learn of me. So I had to repent for long until I now saw a tap was open and water was flowing. I knew what he was saying to me. That as that tap is flowing, that's how my mercy is flowing now. Don't worry. But learn of me. So he showed me mercy. Hallelujah. That's how it is. You may not even know when you are backsliding in your heart until you come to communicate with him. Then he opens the vista and shows you. No, don't do this. Now, previously, before yesterday night, when I was talking to him, he said, righteousness, righteousness. Righteous. He kept saying, right, so I have to check my thoughts, check my life, check. That righteousness must be the verb, reference from whence I must compare everything. Are my thoughts righteous? Hallelujah. And I began to pray, and the prayer went so high. And a time came in the prayer when I knew that everything crooked inside had been straightened out. That's how it is for me. Every time I go before him, it's an encounter. Every time the journey extends, because there's communication. I'm in contact with the living God. Hallelujah. I'm in contact with the great God. And so it's like communication is open, my state is defined, then I make adjustments. Are you with me now? And God can be bringing you into something and you may not know what he wants to achieve. He may have a purpose attached to the current dealings he's bringing on your life. And once you align, you begin to see the doors of those purposes will begin to open. Hallelujah. And today while I was praying, he was showing me the nations of the world. You will set foot among the nations. And this thing that I've modeled in your life, he will use it to yank people out of darkness. It was a great time today. Nations. Nations of the world. He said, Johnny, if I spend 1 hour praying, it's a journey for me. Because if we continue for where we stop today, nations, then he will start giving me insight that you know you are not prepared here, you are not prepared there, and then there's adjustment. I adjust, I repent regularly. Because when the true light comes, the light you had before becomes darkness. And it's a journey for me. Hallelujah. That's why in your walk with God, anytime you say, I got it, at that time, that same moment, you have just lost it. Because it's a journey. It's not, you never arrive. Just in case you have something, I want you to understand that thing you have received from him, the fullness of that thing is as deep as him. Do you understand? The fullness of love that you have received, that you say, oh my God, is as deep as him. So even that measure you have received is not the best it can be. I've seen God bless me financially. But I know that which he has blessed me with is not the best he can do. So when he says, let go of this for my kingdom's sake, I do it gladly. Because every time I did it, I obeyed him. So it's easier for me today. Because I know what happens when I obey him. And I've discovered that sometimes you obey him, the results are not instant. It takes some time before the results will begin to find expression, because the results were factored into a season that is about to come. And if you don't understand the law of consistency, you will be eroded by situations and circumstances, and the devil will isolate you and put you on a pedestal and strip you naked and make you look ashamed and depressed. The Bible says that they continued. They were not distracted by their circumstances. Those days, I fasted and prayed for long. I fasted and prayed for almost a year. It was as if God didn't answer. When God wanted to answer, the only thing he said was, raise a crusade platform and begin to deliver these people. That was the only thing he told me. He didn't tell me that, okay, if you do, I'm going to bless you. I'll make a job opening come for you. Didn't say that. Then we now, I was a youth copper then. I used my allowance for December as the seed that we used to set up the crusade platform. We did the crusade for 3 days. The first, we had converts, over 300 and something people gave their life to Christ. Hallelujah. It was so strong that even Muslims contributed money for us to do crusade. Muslim, give us money. The second year of the crusade, we did it again and finished youth service. God still said we should go back and do the crusade. We did it. The third year, we did it. When we did it, the crusade, the third year, that was the first time I was preaching, and a crippled woman that everybody knew was crippled in the place started walking. The third year of that crusade. Now, just to make you know that I did not have anything to do with her walking, because I didn't know she was even here. I was just preaching and suddenly I discovered they were not hearing what I was saying, and a strange shout was coming from the congregation. Then I saw a woman walk. Oh man, she was walking. She was walking. And that's how many people in the Bompai area of Kano gave their life to Christ. Muslims surrendered. Even the people they sent to come and disrupt the crusade, they had to hold on first and say, hey man, what's happening? Because it was real. Everybody knew the woman. She sells beer in the barrack. She sells beer. And the beer seller was healed. And she began to walk. No cane. No walking aid. She just started walking. And started walking. This was how she was walking. Jesus. My God. And and the whole place went haywire. Just obeying God. Then I now discover that God's power is released when we obey Him. And you don't need to understand how the power works. Then the realities of God began to come. That's how it started with the apostles. Just normal people came together and they began to pray and they decided that they will not stop praying. And then several things began to happen in their territory. If you decide today that you will start praying in your family, just pray and you will not stop praying. After a while, you begin to see effect. I can't recommend to you how long you need to pray to see the effect. But if you decide not to stop, you will begin to see changes. Changes began to come. Now let's see the changes that took place in Acts of the Apostles as we begin to pray, because we need to see those changes take place in our lives. You must develop yourself spiritually. Nobody is born with it. If you decide that I want to go the length with God, He's going to supply the ability for your life to create a spiritual effect. Hallelujah. Verse 42, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. Many signs and wonders were done by the apostles. Suddenly signs and wonders began to take place. Suddenly. You know, before that time we read so many books, the miracle working power of God, we didn't see it. We prayed for the sick, they died. Then we now say, alright, we are coming together, we'll just be praying together. And when we began to pray together, suddenly, God began to do signs and wonders. God began to heal the sick. Now, you see, if we are not seeing God move, it's because we are not consistent. If we become consistent, your life can bring about a change and turn things around. This was the story of the apostles. Many things began to happen. People began to give their life to Christ. Signs and wonders. Many were joined to their numbers. Things began to happen. Even when these authorities were dispatched against them. The authorities never knew that the thing that they were doing had become bigger than the city that they were living in. And the machinery of Satan and all the tools that he could employ did not have enough capacity to quench that which has started, because it has already overwhelmed the entire territory. Your life can create such a ripple effect, an effect in the spirit realm that cannot be quenched. Please don't be discouraged. Continue steadfast. If it's a spiritual thing you want to create, you must understand the first principle, which is what? Continue how much? Steadfast. I'm not going to give up. Even if you see that your Christian life is your Christian life is shaky, you come and then you see, then you don't stop coming. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. Keep. A time will come you will go beyond those limitations. We all struggled when we started. A time came, stability and balance started coming, because more of the strength of God was available, and more stability, more strength, more balance, more anointing, more power made available, and every other day becomes a better day. Hallelujah. How can you explain? That young man never went to school. Never went to school. He stopped school in JSS 2. And the school we are talking about is not a school in itself. It's just a place where they wear uniform. And we saw a call in him. We said, all right, your only problem is food. If you can conquer it, you'll be a great man. 3 days, no food, no water. He thought he would die. Then he just realized that after staying without food for 3 days, he's still alive. That was a revelation to him. Then he continued. He continued. Today he reads the Bible. I don't know how he reads, but he reads books. I've seen women before in the villages when we go to preach. They don't understand English. And there's no way I can preach without using big English. And I went there. Nobody to interpret. I kept preaching and they were understanding me. I said, my God, what's happening? And their faith was stronger than the faith of the people in the city. In the city, we need to use this. this scripture, label the theological capsule. Oh my God. There, just simple. You are just delivering it and they believe you. And the power of God broke out. Your prayer will create a change tonight. You know, there's a prayer point we have been praying for 3 days now. We'll say 2 days now. See, if we cannot be consistent, then our lives will not produce any result. Inconsistency lies the power. Inconsistency lies the power. I remember those days on campus. Our prayer time was 9 a.m., 9 p.m., 5 a.m. We continued. During exam time, some people would stop coming for prayer. We kept it. A time now came, all of us that come for prayer, our grades, academics, began to fall because the devil began to attack. We were many, we were 40-something people that come for prayer, then he reduced to 3, to 12 first. 12. Because the people say, let us give time to book, to academics. Some of us continue. Hallelujah. We continue. Our grades were falling. We continue. When the guys that were in our seniors now graduated, we now remained 3. We continue. These were the 3 people that said that, all right, if we fail, we fail. But we have discovered that our purpose for coming to this campus is to do what we are doing. And we continue till we graduated. Me, I had an extra year. For 1 more year, I was back there. We did what? Continue. It was in that extra year, on that altar, while I was praying, that God spoke to me that your right hand will become the hand of. It was in my extra year that I will preach and do my hand like this, and people will fall down. I don't know how they fall or why they fall. But that's what I got for staying back for 1 more year. He gave me the hands of power. Hallelujah. From that point, I went to Kano and began to preach. I did again like this, and the hands of power opened the deaf ear. So I now knew that that hand of power does not only make people fall under the anointing. He can open deaf ears too. Oh my God. And that's how it has continued for me. Last week I was preaching and I saw, 3 weeks ago, and I saw a strange angel. I see angels every time when I'm high in the anointing, but I've never seen this time. It had 6 wings. It had 6 wings. And it's not that as I saw one, there were many. Hey. Flying. And he used 2 wings, cover the leg, 2 wings, cover the face. And it was just there like that. I said, Jesus. I saw that people were not seeing it. It had 6 wings. I knew what it meant. God had brought me to another level. These are the angels in that realm. I have discovered that when you are promoted from one realm to another, the kind of angels you see are different. I've never seen that time. And when I went to Calabar, the miracles I saw, the miracles I saw were strange. And I knew that the time has come for me to start going for doing crusades again. I knew it. Inconsistency lies the power. One time I bound myself with a fast for 240 days. When I did 224 days, God decided to take me to heaven. Because I said I will not stop until I see the face of Jesus. And he took me to the corridors of heaven. It was where I was in heaven that stammering, the symptoms was broken from my tongue. I came back, I became an orator. I went to heaven and I was looking for knowledge. I thought, then I was guided to a place, it was a library. The ceiling had scrolls, the floor had scrolls, the walls had scrolls, and they said, this is the knowledge of our God. This is the knowledge of our God. And the hall was endless. I did not understand the meaning of that encounter. I haven't studied the Bible back and front more than 20 times. In Bible school, I was best. I knew how to preach the Bible, I can produce strange messages. After preaching the messages I created myself for 5 years, I was tired. So I say, if there's nothing new, then I've reached the end. That was when I saw that place. That the knowledge was what? Without end. Then I came out of my fasting and prayer time. They said I should come and preach. Meanwhile, I did not know I was supposed to preach that evening. Then I began to speak. I didn't have a message. I just opened my mouth. Then I began to speak things I did not know. Then I said, God, what is this? He said, now you are drawing from that library. Do you understand that? That library you saw. If you depend on me to speak through you, you will be speaking the things on the scrolls of that library. That's how my preaching changed. That's how the lives of men started changing when they listened to my preaching. Not the one I could form with my skills, but the one I could get by revelation. We are going to pray tonight. Something, the reality of Christianity will touch you. It has to touch you tonight. And just in case you are here and you doubt, if the God that we speak about is real, you will have proof today. You see, our God is so alive, he can speak for himself. Hallelujah. Can we pray tonight? See, can we ask God to give us the ability to be consistent? That's the only missing link. That's what makes people remain on the same level for too long. If you feel like sitting down, you can sit. Feel like standing, you can stand. But we must strike the chord this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Give me the ability to be consistent. Give me the power to continue in the spirit until I strike the mark. There's more excitement on the inside than there is outside. And God can strengthen you. He can bring you to that point where he impacts upon your life spiritual power. And when occultic people collide with you, they receive a fracture. Because you have weight in the spirit realm. You have ability in the spirit realm. Can you pray and say, Lord, give me the capacity, the ability to be consistent in my spiritual life. Because that's where the power resides. I want you to communicate to him. These few moments before 7:30, these are the times that are available to us to gain ascendancy. Do not play with this time. Do not play with it. Begin to speak to God. I need an impartation of your spirit. I need an ability. I need an ability bestowed upon me by your spirit that will make me consistent. The grace to be consistent in the spirit. That grace to be consistent. That grace to be consistent. That grace to continue. That grace to continue. That grace to continue. That grace to continue. Mahambra setapa yalabaskatema. Shakabalanta kasketobala. Consistency, consistency. That's where the power resides. They continued steadfastly. They continued steadfastly. It was an unbroken procession from one dimension to another dimension. And the vistas of God began to open to them. People that speak for the devil are consistent in their pursuit of darkness. Consistent. The black magicians of Jatoka are consistent people in their spiritual adventure. If you want to be strong in the spirit, you need to be consistent. You cannot be consistent by your ability. That's why we need now. Release the grace upon me. Release the grace upon me. Boseta branda bakalebai. Merakasketa branta kuska namalai. Oh, let that flame not burn out. Let that fire not be quenched. God wants to move across your life. He wants to move in your spirit. Don't allow that grace
to burn out. Let that fire not be extinguished, because God wants to take you to another level. You have not seen the best yet. Oh my God, oh my God. There's more in God. There are more rooms in God. There are more dimensions in God that are accessible, that we can access, that we can function in, that we can fellowship in. God is set to take you higher. You want to say, God, release upon me the grace to be consistent. The grace to be consistent. The grace to be consistent. Right now we are alone with God. Don't allow any distraction. Don't feel that somebody's looking at you. It's time alone with God. Yes, Lord, I've been bearing this yoke for too long. Right now I want to let it go. Lord, I've been bearing this burden. It's been on my life for 25 years. And I want to cast it off. Lord, there is this weakness that I've been trailing my life. It wants to put an end to my soul. I bring your presence. Let your judgment cut it off from my life. Inconsistency. Lack of power. Mantas Eba. Pakasketo malatame, rakapande sobrimanda, mekapaila sakapaila, rabaskata banta babola makata, rabataka basale paraskataya, rabesko pantele, kabala santa babolema, yekasketa. Holy Spirit, brood around us. Brood around us. Let him that is wounded be healed. Let him that is oppressed be delivered. Let him that has a yoke upon his life be set at liberty. We come, Jesus. We want you to make us, to mold us, to strengthen us, to galvanize us. Let the least among us become as strong as David. Manda Sakaba Ambrama Santa Babola Bakata Lebra Saka Bakaska Tobalanta Libra Makanta Babola Baskatalia Rabaskata Balata Brantabalata Basata Brantala Babola Ma Mera. God can take you in the spirit, can take you into heaven and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And suddenly the troubles around you will begin to lose their significance. Suddenly men that abandoned you for many years will begin to look for you again. Suddenly people that hurt you, people that abuse you, people that insulted you, people that cursed you for many years will become people looking for you to make peace. When a man goes into the spirit realm, when things are aligned, when things are arranged, then manifestations begin to take place in the realm of the strong. You are strong when you have God by your side. You are mighty when God is your defense. You are able when Christ strengthens you. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Oh! Did any man threaten you? Did the Son of Man look upon you and curse you? I know God dwells in the midst of light. No darkness can approach unto him. The Bible says that they looked unto him. Then when their faces were lightened, and they were not ashamed. No man can harm you. If God is your defense, no man can curse you. If God has not sanctioned it, the Bible says, they look unto him and their faces were enlightened. Oh, the spirit of prayer must to our land. The spirit of prayer must return to the church of this day. The spirit of prayer must return to families, to homes, to everywhere. Prayer must be born on the streets, in the bus. Prayer must be born in transit as you go out to the office. Oh my God, your life needs to saturated with incense, 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 incense. Bakandebo selaba. Bobo sakaba. Manta brasaka basket bala. Ebra masanta balata branta babolamba. Iska pate gabala baska baha. Rapata balata masala balaya. Bakaska tomina. Rakaye kukakwa de boa. Palaska ba. Oh my God. 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 The Lord is rising. The Lord is rising right now. The Lord is rising. He's rising. He's rising right now. He's rising. The Lord is rising. His power is coming into this building. The Lord is rising right now. His power is coming into this building. The Lord is rising. He is rising. He is rising right now. His power is coming now. His power is coming now. Oh my God. He's rising. He's rising right now. I can see him rising. I can see him rising. He is rising right now. Kupaske balande. Balaka pataila masanda. Babrasaka balatama. Babrasanda babola makate. Rekatala basketumbra. He's rising. He's rising. He's rising. In Jesus' name. You see, there's an emergency now that we need to deal with. There's an emergency. I'm seeing that there are some people here present that unknown to you people have taken your name to dark places to orchestrate attacks. To orchestrate attacks from the belly of hell. And God says we should cancel it. We will not only cancel it, we will release judgment in the spirit realm. So that you can know that you were the one they were attacking in the first place. Can you lift up? Oh my God, some things are happening. I'm seeing mighty things. I'm seeing strange things right now. I'm seeing the power of God rise, arise, arise. Can you reverse that utterance from the kingdom of darkness? Can you reverse it right now? Can you reverse it right now? Oh God. Oh God. Mumbela paka satema le empres kapola ma antela statabala ligaban santembabo abras katabala la ataila basanta bataya. Aho. Yes, 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 yes. We break the yoke of the devil. 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 We break it. 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 Hey! Kopanda Manteska Pratakaba Bailama Salebo Lekapandes Teliamanta Lekapola Maskaya. I send it back. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh. Zembra ekabata batabanda. Bola nakambe. Bosikabe. Ba empress kapona mande. Yes, yes, the heavens are opening, the heavens are opening right now God is descending, angels are descending, angels are descending, we change it, 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 we change it in the name of Jesus. Yes. Samela bata bata kabalatai. We bring judgment in the camp of the enemy. 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 We'll bring judgment. We'll bring judgment. We'll bring judgment. We'll bring judgment. We'll bring judgment in the camp of the enemy. Cut off the plans of the devil. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. We cut it off right now. We cut it off right now. We cut it off right now. Oh. 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 So many things are happening in the realm of the spirit. So many things are opening up. Satan, I command you to turn back in the name of Jesus. Mande bobo sakabai. Mandalele bobo bobo si. I command the devil. Turn back in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. Let her, I cut the rope. I cut the rope. I release her spirit from your hands. Oh, you can believe. Sekaba. Receive the spirit of God. Receive, 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 receive in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. In Jesus' name. Now the power of God is here. I have a testimony for somebody. They had times around you were not natural. They were demonic. They had times. The devil brought that season. And that thief has been caught. Those yokes are broken right now. You will see a sign from the Lord. You will see a sign from the Lord. Now I feel the power of God upon my right hand. You see, when the power of God comes down, it comes to solve problems. Now, raise this lady for me. You see, God is doing a work. He's doing a work. And now from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, let that work be perfect. Let that work, oh Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come out. Come out. Come out. Now. Thank you, Jesus. And I cut you off from the foundation. That grip that you have had upon her soul, I break tonight. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. The hold of the serpent that has kept you crippled, kept you down today, that hold is removed from you. It's a theater. It's a theater. God is working.
Can you stretch your hands here right now? Right now. There's a walk. There's a walk here. I'm beginning to pray right now. Right now. Right now. Oh, 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 oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm seeing some things.
Yeah, la 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 la. Thank you.
This one is free. This one is free. The hand of God will multiply in your life, sister. It will multiply. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a transmission from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Increase the weight of glory that functions around her. Oh my God.
Oh la la. Oh la 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 la. Oh la 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 la.
Now I want to bless you now.
Oh.
Listen to me. I see a pair of sandals descend from heaven. There's somebody among us. You are going on a journey. And God is going to release upon you that which will sustain you on that journey.
Oh, 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 oh.
Now listen to me, I'm seeing money. I'm seeing money come. Somebody is receiving a supply.
La la, la 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 la.
Because you will take your journey.
Mantela maloma, mantele balabale, mante ya balababoba. Hola, hola mama. Oh, 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 oh.
He will come to you as I speak now. And be strong. Let your hand be strong upon your people.
Yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Nobody can resist you. Nobody will stop you. God is releasing the resources that will take you to the place where He wants you to be.
Oh, la 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 la.
Yeah. comes, don't be afraid. He will back you up. Don't pray. Your life is not in the hand of any man.
Simale, Simale,
your life is not in the hand of man. And in the fullness of time you will march, and God will march with you. And he will crown your faithfulness with a strange sign from heaven. Anywhere you are, just pray now. And as I see something, oh my God.
Is accomplished,
you will know no bounds.
There's pressure upon that person to come. He will come back and say, have mercy.
Words are faithful. And they will come to pass in their season. They will come back to apologize to you. Hold the hand of the person next to you right now and begin to pray. Now there's power in the house. Pray for that person right now. Let the mountains fall. Let the plans of the devil be put to naught. Today is the day of salvation. Lord, let a new day begin. A new day. A new day. No one shall be hindered. What is required for them to advance, let it come. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Patrick, come. You are carrying a yoke, a load. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command this yoke to be lifted.
Amen.
Lifted.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone here. God, please hearken to the voice of our prayers tonight. Let the yokes be lifted up. Let the things that the devil put in place to hinder your people, let it be broken. In the name of Jesus. Today I proclaim your blessings upon them. Let your power go with them. Let your name be established around them. In the name of Jesus. Listen, hear me. There's an opportunity, but so many people are fighting. But you are going to be favored. Let me end the parable there. So many people are fighting. You'll be favored. So let it be written. So let it be done. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.